Bill Buckmaster. Hello, everybody. Bob Dio is on the other side of the glass today, filling in for the vacationing Ray Allen. Bob is engineering and producing our show, and together we welcome you to the midweek edition. Talk about a full hour today on this October 11th. University of Arizona president, the 22nd president of the University of Arizona, Robert Robbins. Dr. Robbins will be with us for the first half hour. Then we have a political, I don't want to call it a debate. It's a conversation between the two candidates running in Ward 3. You're going to keep it real informal, but hopefully we'll get folks some very good information. But let's get right into it now with President Robbins of the University of Arizona joining us for his return visit to the program. President Robbins, how are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. Thank you very much for inviting me back.
Well, it's good to see you again. You joined us on the program. Really, I think you'd only been here a couple of weeks.
That's right.
I didn't want to throw you into the fire right away, your first week or anything. Let you settle down a little bit. And so this is now your return visit, and it's 4 months or so. What are some of your impressions? How are you settling in?
I'm so blessed and so thrilled to be here. I love every minute of every day that I have. I've got the best job that I could ever imagine having. You know, for 30 years, I was blessed to be able to help people with heart disease, and that's an impactful endeavor. But this job, in my opinion, for me, is the highest calling I could imagine, because not just one patient at a time or training one more future heart surgeon, but to be able to have an impact and an influence on 45,000 students year after year is just tremendous opportunity for me, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, because when you started, it was pretty much the summer and things were fairly quiet on the campus, but now we're in, you know, full-blown school year. So does that excite you, getting out to really meet the kids?
Oh, absolutely. As I've said, you know, that's the reason we have the university. It's for the students, and it's to help them, you know, go from childhood to adulthood, many of whom are leaving home for the first time, and an incredible responsibility and opportunity to help them acquire the tools to go out and get a good job and get skills that will be competitive in this fast-moving global marketplace. And as I've talked about, the fourth industrial revolution that we're going to be thinking about as we're doing our strategic planning process, which will start in a few weeks, the convergence of biological, digital, and physical sciences, preparing our students to go out in the workplace. This stuff is happening very quickly, and I couldn't be more proud to be here and think that the University of Arizona, with all of our incredible faculty, staff, and students, with a land-grant mission, we're poised to be one of the world leaders as we move into this fourth industrial revolution.
You mentioned homesick, and I recall I was flashing on when I came out to the University of Arizona a million years ago from Chicago as a 17-year-old freshman, and I was terribly homesick.
Right.
It was October. The leaves, it was hot here in Tucson.
Right.
The leaves were turning back along Lake Michigan. And I remember calling my parents and saying, this is just not going to work. I want to come home. And my mom and dad said, you're not coming home. Your home is where you are right now at the University of Arizona in Tucson. So get used to it. Grow up. I'm glad they said that.
Absolutely. You're lucky. We don't get to choose our parents, but you had good parents. Obviously, it worked out very, very well
so.
For you. Yes, it did.
It's worked out well. All right. 2 weeks ago, yesterday, one of the most trying days in the university's history. Where were you when you received the news that the University of Arizona was one of four universities named in that two-year FBI sting operation into college basketball?
I was just getting out of the shower, and I saw my cell phone sitting on the counter going off, and I answered it, and you can imagine it was not the way I thought I was going to start my morning when I was told that one of our assistant basketball coaches had just been arrested by the FBI. That was definitely not how I thought I was going to start my day, and certainly not how I thought I was going to start my presidency, but it's part of the job. And, you know, I look forward to providing leadership during this very trying time. And, you know, at a university who, in my opinion, when I came here, you know, there were a couple of other universities, high-profile universities that I was considering being the president of. And frankly, both of the most recent ones, which if I said their name, which I'm not, you would immediately recognize why, because I'm such a sports advocate. I just didn't want to have to go and deal with a big NCAA scandal. So I, ironically, here I am. I look forward to being part of the solution to this problem we find ourselves in.
And for folks who are not following it as close as some in the community, I think people have heard about it, but I think they're all wondering, so basketball season is going to go on. It begins a week from Friday with the red-blue game. So I think people are kind of wondering how the whole thing will play out and affect the season.
Yeah, well, that's to be determined because, you know, we're just trying to get as much data as we can. In my opinion, how the season is going to unfold is that as of right now, from what I know, you know, we are going to go forward with the season, and my prediction is we're going to have an outstanding season. I think this is probably as great as the team was last year. I think this may be the best team that Coach Miller's had since he's been in Tucson. So I'm expecting and anticipating great things and great success. So I would say come out on the red and blue game. Come and support us. Be patient with us as things unfold and investigations unfold. We'll learn more data, and as we learn it, we can share it with everyone else who are part of the Wildcat Nation and love this university and love this basketball program.
And you've been very upfront about articulating the steps the university is taking, and we're not going to go into all that right now, but that all is on record. And at this point, things like this have my past experience following college sports, things like this, rather than tear a team apart, can actually bring a team together. So I think that the Wildcats will be will put together a very formidable product.
I agree. And, you know, I think, as I said, you know, I think it was in the first week where, you know, the statement I made, sort of an off-the-cuff statement about when it was rumored that Ohio State was recruiting Coach Miller, I said, you know, it reminds me, after saying a lot of good things about Ohio State and pointing out that, in my opinion, Coach Miller is one of the most talented basketball coaches, but more importantly, he's one of the best coaches, life coaches, and mentors for young men as he helps them move through this period from childhood to adulthood and prepares them not only for the NBA for some of them, but more importantly, the game of life after they finish their university experience. And I stand by that. I think that Coach Miller has run a very solid program with a incredible culture of compliance. And I believe it is of right now, we've got a Justice Department investigation and FBI investigation ongoing. So that's why nobody, you know, it seems somewhat frustrating that we can't talk openly and about things. But I think as that progresses and we learn more data and more facts about what the Justice Department is uncovering, then we can go on to the NCAA investigation. We've hired a stellar team of lawyers led by a former U.S. attorney to do an independent third-party investigation for the university. And I think once we get the triangulation of these three investigations, then I think, as leaders and the public, have a right to know this, and we'll be able to divulge what we learned from these investigations. And we're taking it very seriously because we need to know the results so that we can carry on a program of high integrity and, as I said, a culture of compliance, which we've always had here at the University of Arizona. And I'm proud to be part of a university that takes playing by the rules very seriously.
All right, we'll take our break right here at 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. The president of the University of Arizona is with us. Dr. Robbins sticks around for another segment coming up at 12:30. We have that Ward 3 City Council conversation coming up. So we've got a very full hour. We'll take the break right here. Please support the people that support our program. Listen to their messages, and your patronage would be very much appreciated for these fine sponsors. Be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Named after the classic New Orleans cocktail, Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See us soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
What is Zauschneria? Come find out at Tona Chule's Fall Plant Sale. Tona Chule's Fall Plant Sale will have an extensive offering of both the typical and the unusual, from native, cold, hardy, and adopted plants from agaves to Zauschneria. Make plans to attend Saturday, October the 14th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday the 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The plant sale is located in the propagation area at 7211 Northern Avenue, the first street west of Ina and Oracle intersection. For more information, visit tonachule.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org, and remember to always start with trust.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. The president of the University of Arizona is here, Dr. Robert Robbins. Dr. Robbins, what about this Honors College complex that we've been hearing about? Some folks are worried that it's not really compatible to the neighborhood. Is it compatible?
I think it is. Arrived and started the 1st of June, and this had been going on for some time before I arrived. But then once I learned some of the concerns of the mayor and the city council and the neighborhood groups, then I kind of put a pause and went back and got more involved and tried to better understand all perspectives of this issue and began to engage with all the stakeholders, and I think we're to a good point. JCCR of the legislature approved the project. The Board of Regents approved the project, and I think that we've done a good job of engaging with the neighborhoods, and I am convinced that this project will actually enhance the neighborhood because we're going to do a good bit of work on the streets in that area north of Speedway. We're going to do some flood mitigation. In the couple of times that I was driving back from Phoenix where the monsoons hit, truthfully, some of those streets there were like running rivers. And you just couldn't get across them. So I think it'll be a win-win. I understand some of the issues that some of the neighbors have, but I think for the most part, we've received great support for this project. And it's going to help transform the university. It's going to allow an additional 1,000 high-quality students to have another option besides Barrett Honors College at ASU, which President Crow has done a really good job with. And we intend to also do a great job with our Honors College, and we hope that we'll find a donor who will want to put their name on it on our Honors College as well. We've got a great new dean of the Honors College, Terry Hunt. Dr. Hunt came from University of Oregon, where he took their Honors College into the top 10, and we've clearly set the expectation that and he wants to do this, is to make our Honors College, who knows, maybe it'll be the Buckmaster Honors College.
Oh, maybe so.
The number one Honors College in the country.
You know, this is a big construction job, and that leads me to so many people don't understand the big picture about the University of Arizona's at $2.5 billion, with a B, operation. This is a $137 million construction job.
Right.
Then you broke ground. The governor was down here last week. The university is putting a lot of, at times, our hard-pressed construction industry, giving a lot of construction jobs back.
Yeah, and I think that's another byproduct of this. And certainly the Honors College, that's a big project. But we're going to have $400 million additional dollars that will be focused on infrastructure and renovation of some of our research buildings at the university, plus an additional two brand new buildings that, as we go through this strategic planning process, we'll identify the areas that we need to grow. I'm hoping we'll be around shared interdisciplinary research and the convergence of these areas I was talking about before, digital science, biological science, and
tech
physical science.
Tech transfer is
huge. Tech transfer. You know, we've got some really good companies that have come out of the university. We've got the tech parks. We're making progress, and hopefully we can announce soon some of what I hope to be the first construction at the bridges.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be very exciting if we can get to yes on that.
Yeah, so there are that the whole tech transfer thing is huge, and the University of Arizona continues to be listed among the nation's top colleges.
Absolutely,
Princeton. What is it? Princeton.
Princeton Review.
Princeton Review. Yes, puts out kind of this annual survey. They pretty much include all universities in that, not just private schools, but state schools as well.
Right. Yeah. And we're obviously honored to be mentioned with some of the great universities. We are we're in the top 35 of all universities, including Harvard, MIT, Princeton, Stanford, Yale, Caltech. We're in the top 35 research universities in the country. We're included in the top 100 world universities, and only 42 from the United States made it, and so we were included in that august group. So we're very proud of things that we're doing. We can continue to do better, and I think with this new strategic plan and new roadmap to success, our rankings will continue to improve. We'll continue to get great students. Certainly with the Honors College, there'll be even more great students that may go outside of the state if they didn't have the option to have an honors offering. So we're excited about all the things that are going on academically at the university.
And there's some excitement building again for football after that incredible performance, record-breaking performance by our new quarterback.
I'm assuming, too.
I assume he will be starting, but you never know. But anyway, it was a great performance, and you've got, I think it's Parents Weekend
this weekend.
UCLA, always. There's always been this kind of, I know ASU's our big rival, but there's always been a rivalry, as far as I've been seen here, with UCLA.
Yes. Yeah. And, I don't get any input on who's going to start at quarterback, but as an armchair observer, we had great running attack with our quarterback last week, but their running back also ran for almost 300 yards against us, and so we need to work on our run defense, but this week we need to work on our pass defense because UCLA's quarterback is a very gifted passer, so we're going to have to play well in all three phases of the game to get a victory. But you can see it lining up. We'll have potentially three Pac-12 wins in a row, and I will say that I think we very easily could be undefeated right now. We lost a close one to Houston and a close one to Utah, but if things had turned a little bit, we would be undefeated right now.
It's a young team, too.
It is.
You know, a lot of people don't take that into consideration. All right, President Robbins, we're going to let you go here, and we do appreciate you coming in. And I was just going to say one more thing about the building. Is it the old chemistry building?
Building 90.
Okay, well. Yeah. I remember that building from my undergraduate days, and I understand you're going to try to – some of these buildings still have really good bones.
Oh, yeah, great bones.
So you're going to try to retain some of that old feel, right?
Right. So we'll invest $18 million, probably by the time we put some additional money in it, about $20 million. And I've been told if we built a new building, it would probably be – be $40 to $50 million. So you're right, the great bones to these buildings and also of historical significance to the campus. But we're excited about getting these new buildings back online. This particular building 90 was built in 1966 and really hasn't had as much investment as it's needed over the years. So we're really appreciative to the governor and the legislature for providing these resources to help us get them back on track.
It opened its doors my freshman year. Wow. We won't go back that far. Anyway, Dr. Robbins, thanks a lot. I hope the rest of your day is a good one, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for having me back.
All right. Coming up next, we'll meet the two candidates who are facing off. They're going to face off right here. You don't have to wait till Election Day. They're going to face off right here on the Buckmaster Show, the two candidates in Ward 3. It is Buckmaster Midweek Edition. I will be right back.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in T-U-S. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday, Dr. Victoria Mays is the Executive Director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine, joins us for her monthly health and wellness visit to the show. Plus, renewed excitement in UA football. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, with worldwide live listening podcasts and our archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, makes a great getaway, not just for the weekend, but if you'd like to spend a week there, they would welcome you there for that long, too, or forever, how long you want to stay. And I don't blame you for wanting to stay there a little bit longer, because it's a great time of year in Silver City. The leaves are turning, the golden aspens in the high country. How can you beat that with that elevation of 5,500 feet? Visit southwestnewmexico.org. And there will be the complete listing of many great places to stay and bunches of recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County. Well, voting is underway in the Tucson city election. Longtime Democratic City Councilwoman Karen Ulick is retiring, leaving an open seat in Ward 3. Retired attorney and consultant Paul Durham is here. Mr. Durham won a three-way Democratic primary in September. He's now facing off with independent candidate Gary Watson, who also joins me in studio. Mr. Watson is a fire captain in the Northwest Fire District. He's also teaching now at JTET, the Pima Joint Technical Education District. Paul and Gary, welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate you having us. Thank you.
Well, let's get right to it. Gary, what is your big issue? What is your, as they say, marquee issue? What are you hanging your hat on?
Well,
your fire captain's hat.
There's a lot of challenges we face in Tucson, and the reality is all of these challenges take money. So my focus is really turned on prioritizing our budget to make sure we're meeting the core services of the city. And part of doing that is to do a zero-based budget for the city and an efficiency study to make sure that what we're doing currently is still meeting the needs of the community. As we've talked to the labor groups that have endorsed me, and I've sat down and talked to some of their employees, they'll tell you, our job's not efficient. We could be doing things better at the city level. So if we can find some of that efficiencies, we can hopefully free up capacity in the general funds to start putting more money toward our core services without having to raise more taxes.
Paul Durham, what's your marquee issue?
Bill, thank you for organizing this show and giving
Welcome.
Us a chance to talk directly
My pleasure.
To voters. I'm running for city council because we need to have the strongest possible city council to stand up for the people and groups in Tucson that Donald Trump is attacking, whether that's women's rights or immigrants. I want to stand up against these attacks. I also have a vision for Tucson as a more sustainable solar-powered city. I've got a plan to run the city of Tucson operations on 100% renewable energy by 2025. I'm really excited about that plan and would like to share it with your listeners today. You know, there are a lot of issues that are critically important to Tucson's future, including protecting our great neighborhoods and adding jobs that pay well. And I look forward to discussing them with you today.
Well, let me just follow up with you, and then we'll hear from Gary about this renewable. Can you kind of summarize that, your plan for that?
Yes. Through a combination of energy efficiency improvements on existing city facilities, solar panels added to city buildings and other properties throughout the region or the city, and a large solar farm on land the city already owns in Avra Valley. That'll get us there.
What do you think about that, Gary?
I mean, renewable energy is something wonderful, and Tucson obviously should be a leader in solar based on the amount of days we have. And I would love to have water renewal. I would love to take care of all of those sustainability things with Tucson. The reality of it, though, is we usually get high marks in our sustainability anyway, but we haven't focused on the things that are really affecting the citizens in Tucson. That's our crime rate, our poverty rate, our education level, and our lack of a qualified workforce. Those are the things that I want to focus more on, those realities of Tucson.
So you don't have any problems with anything Paul is saying about these solar products and energy.
Solar's
but
wonderful.
But you're just saying it's a matter of where they go in the pecking order of priorities of what are important.
Absolutely. The priorities of the city charter lays out public safety, roads and infrastructure, and parks. Those are our three core services that we have to provide through the city, and we need to focus on those because we're not taking a good, we're not taking care of those right now.
What about that, Paul Durham? Should the your idea about the renewables, should that be maybe down the list of things that need to be done?
Look, solar energy starts saving money right away. We can improve our sustainability, reduce our contribution to global warming, and save money. That can be used for these other priorities.
Mm-hmm. But what about those other priorities that Gary talks about? Do you see an issue with, are we having some problems with police and fire that need to be addressed?
You know, I respect Gary's mm-hmm. service as a firefighter a lot, and police and fire is a very important priority for Tucson, for any city. But there are many other priorities: protecting our water, protecting our desert environment, clean energy and sustainability, economic development and jobs. Those are equally important city priorities.
Gary, you wanted to follow up on that.
Well, I was going to say
I saw by your hand motion. That's why you need to have both cameras, both candidates with me in studio and not on the phone, because I can by body language I could tell you want to talk. Go ahead.
Yes. So Paul keeps talking about public safety as just police and firefighters, and mm-hmm. it's not about. Let me rephrase it, Paul. It's not about public safety. It's the safety of the public. It's about our crime rate, and our people don't feel safe in their homes. They're not safe out in the streets. We have twice the national average crime rate. That has to take priority. That keeps businesses from coming to Tucson. If people don't feel safe moving their company here, we're not going to attract new businesses. If it's not safe to raise a family in Tucson, why would a company want to relocate here? So that's why those priorities. They're not going to relocate because we have great solar. They're going to relocate because they can raise a family in a safe neighborhood, have good paying jobs, not just high paying, but the blue collar construction worker, electricians, plumbers, good jobs in a safe community. That's why it's the priority. It's the safety of the public, not just police and firefighters.
Paul, do you want to respond to that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Safety is important. I knocked on over 4,700 doors in the primary. I knocked on doors in every single precinct of Ward 3.
And what did people tell you?
And people told me that they are concerned about that. There are people who moved in 20 years ago, saw the neighborhood go downhill steadily, and they're concerned about their safety, about burglaries and their safety on the street. Yes, that is a critical priority. We need to address it.
All right, let's take our break right here, and we will be back. Paul and Gary will stick around for another segment. And I am actually, Bob Dio, going to open it up, the second segment here, for callers, if someone would like to call in and ask a question and enhance our conversation. So that number is 790-2040 if you'd like to join in the conversation. I was saying to Bob earlier, let's not take a call during the first segment. Let's kind of let things get going. But now, if someone has a question, we would be happy to entertain it. Let's take the break.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our conversation on the open seat in Ward 3. Councilwoman Karen Ulick is retiring. Democrat Paul Durham is with me. And we also have Gary Watson, the independent candidate, is here. And we also have a couple of calls. Let's begin with Jim. I think it's our friend Jim Kelly. Jim, how are you?
I'm fine, Bill. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Gentlemen, Ward 3 is a very distinct ward within the city of Tucson. And quite frankly, during the Rio Nuevo fiasco where $250 million disappeared, a lot of it disappeared on projects within Ward 3, precisely because we had a social justice warrior instead of a city council person. So when we start talking about the priorities of your ward specifically, as well as the whole of the city of Tucson, tell me why lambasting Donald Trump that half this city voted for is more important to you, Mr. Durham, than actually paying our police and fire instead of just training them and having them go off to Mesa and someplace else where they get paid more.
Thank you. Paul? Why bring up Donald Trump, I think, is basically
I'm concerned about the people and groups in Tucson that Donald Trump and his administration are attacking. Leading the list probably is immigrants and DACA participants. The Trump administration would like to turn local police into ICE agents. I believe that Tucson's police must never inquire about immigration status when investigating crime, and there's a real reason for that. Every resident of Tucson needs to feel comfortable calling the police when they need the police. And if the local police are turned into ICE agents, they won't feel comfortable.
Gary, do you have any? Do you want to add anything to what Mr. Kelly was addressing?
Well, for me, the problems in Tucson and especially with our crime rate, that started well before Donald Trump was elected president. Our poverty rate started before Barack Obama was elected president. So we really need to not focus on what's going on that we can't control. And as city council, focus on the things we are responsible for, and that's the local issues. That's our public safety, or the safety of our public, our roads and infrastructure and our parks, and reprioritize. So those are where we're putting our time and effort and making a better way of living for people in Tucson based on the things that city council is responsible for.
And that actually brings me to my next question that I wanted to bring up anyway, but this seems like a good segue. Tucson City Council to consider banning rifle, the so-called bump stocks. I think we would become like the first city in the country to do so.
Yes.
Gary Watson, your reaction.
So the bump stocks, I know there's a large national debate going on about it now. The NRA at one point came out, said they would be in favor of banning it. They rescinded that. My concern with Tucson trying to come out and be the leader on this is we just went through a Supreme Court battle at the state where we lost. It cost us $100,000 in legal fees that could have been used for a lot of other things. While I appreciate where the council is looking for gun safety and for safety of our citizens, we need to focus on, again, what does city council work on? And for us to be trying to go outside of that, let's protect our citizens. Let's work with our state and federal legislators. But let's keep that money in Tucson rather than pay another $100,000 in legal fees.
What do you think, Paul Durham?
Well, we need to. This is a point on which Gary and I might differ. I believe Tucson needs to strongly defend home rule. That's one point. Second, on bump stocks, look, these turn semi-automatic rifles into highly into very dangerous killing machines. We should ban them in any way we can. Hopefully, there will be federal legislation, much more effective. But if in the absence of federal legislation, I believe Tucson should take action.
All right, let's get you both on the record on the half-cent sales tax for a strong start Tucson. Paul Durham, yes or no?
I'm not going to say yes or no because it's complicated. It's complicated. Early childhood education is incredibly important. It's the way we level the playing field between the rich and the poor. That said, Strong Start contains some flaws, I believe. There is a lack of specificity in the initiative itself. And I could list the ways, but we want a short answer here.
We do want a short
answer. So if it passes, I will work to make it a success. If it fails, I will look for an alternative.
All right. Gary Watson, on that particular issue.
I am against Prop 204 because of the way it's written. I believe in education as a JTED teacher. Early childhood is critical. My problem with Prop 204 is there are models out there that have been successful in cities that are similar to Tucson. We need to follow models that we know work, and that goes for all the challenges we face. We're not the only ones going through these challenges. Let's look at best practices from elsewhere. This Prop 204 does not have the accountability and the transparency in it from the beginning that it needs. So I'm against it the way it's written right now, and we need to follow what's working in other cities.
And as far as improving our zoo, yes or no on that proposition?
I am in favor of that one. I like the way they did a public-private partnership mm-hmm. to cover the funding of that. It does have a sunset. It's a small tax.
It's one-tenth
of a cent.
Of a cent.
And it's a good one for the voters to take a look at and let the voters have a say in that.
And Paul, what about the zoo?
It's well-structured. It's got a sunset. It's a small amount. But the important issue here is protecting the zoo's accreditation. We have got to do that one way or the other. If the zoo initiative passes, that should do it. If it fails, then we need to step up and protect that accreditation.
All right, we have a couple of callers, and I do want to entertain their questions. Jeremy has been waiting, I believe, the longest, so he is up first. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, Bill. Thanks. Mm-hmm. So I have a question. While I agree with Gary on Prop 204, and I agree with Paul on the bump stocks, we're asking these people to represent all the city continuously, and we won't be able to ask them questions on every issue that comes up. I don't live in Ward 3, so I haven't had as much time to listen to both of them, but living in Ward 6 and voting citywide, a good measure for me is who did these people believe to trust for our country and who they vote for president. Your first caller was wrong when he said that half of Tucson voted for Donald Trump. The numbers are closer to about 30% for Trump. And I'd like to know who they voted for so we can see if they have the judgment that we as voters require of them as city council members.
Okay, Jeremy. Gary, do you want to say who you voted for president?
Sure, but I'd like to start with saying I did not like either candidate.
Okay.
I thought it was a horrible election with a horrible choice on both sides. Mm-hmm. I did end up voting for Donald Trump. I voted for Marco Rubio in the primary. And that is why I am an independent now and no longer Republican. The Republican Party left me. They went too far to the left. And the fact that was the choice we had was horrific.
Paul, I think I can guess.
I voted for Hillary Clinton. I was proud to have an opportunity to help put the first woman in the White House.
All right. And this portion of our program is presented by Green Things. Thank you, Green Things, for your support so we can have programs like this. They're located at Green Thing. Well, they're located on the web at greenthingsaz.com. They're also the official location on 13 acres just west of Brandy Fenton Park, 3384 East River Road. All right, back to the live line. Adriana, go ahead, please.
So I want to say I appreciate Green Things. I love Green
Thank
Things.
You.
So I love that. So I would like to address this to Paul. It is his party, and he went ahead and said that Trump, you know, the anti-Trump was the first thing that came out of his mouth. It is his party who actually shut down a business, and all the hate came from people on his side of the aisle who wanted to actually burn the people, the owners of Covet Up, in their own business. So how do you plan to actually unite when all I see is you dividing because of the anti-Trump thing that's always the first thing that comes out of your mouth, and I don't really see solutions coming out of your mouth? So that's
okay.
What I want to ask.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Paul, would you like to respond to her?
I'm sorry you haven't heard those solutions. I've talked about a lot of them. Look, I will, if I'm elected, I will seek opinions from a wide variety of people, advice, expertise. As far as I'm concerned, if you have opinions or perspective or expertise on a topic that the council cares about, I want to talk to you.
All right. I've only got about a minute or so, Bob? How about each of you carve out about 30 seconds why folks should vote for you? Paul Durham, begin with you, and then Gary Watson.
Thanks, Bill, and thanks to the listeners who care about the future of our community enough to tune in. I have a plan to make Tucson more sustainable, ideas to bring new jobs, and the energy to make it happen. I say that I will bring new energy for the old Pueblo, and I mean that. If you have questions or want to learn more about my campaign, about my positions on the issues, look at paulforprogress.com.
All right, Gary Watson.
So Tucson has been doing the same thing for many years with the same results. Our crime rate, our poverty rate, those didn't happen overnight. What I bring is a fresh perspective. I bring a new set of ideas. I bring something different to city council. I'm the change we need, that if we want to see things be different in Tucson, we have to start with our elected officials. As an independent candidate, I will look at any idea from anyone at any time. I'm not beholden to a party. I am about common sense. I want to find the solutions that we can deal with, the solutions that are going to work for the people of Tucson. And I'm going to bring the leadership and the experience I have as a firefighter and a teacher to work with all populations of all races, all religions, all economic background across the city, and focus back on making Tucson a community we can all be proud of.
And your website?
It is Watson, the number 4, City Council.
All right. Gentlemen, best of luck to each of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate
it. Paul Durham and Gary Watson. And the voting has begun for the city election. So that's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. We've got Mike Check with Mike Shaw. Bob Dio, you're going to help Mike out as well this afternoon. Great, from 4 to 5. Then me, Bill Buckmaster. I'll be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow. Until then, on behalf of Bob, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.